This year marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Leonard Bernstein. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum. Iowa Public Radio's iWard Showcase heads to Dubuque this weekend to find out more information about the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra's anniversary birthday tribute to Leonard Bernstein. The Dubuque Symphony Orchestra is presenting a full-stage production of Bernstein's famous musical, West Side Story. The Dubuque Symphony Orchestra's music director and conductor, Maestro William Intrilligator, fills us in.
For the first time in the history of the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra, we're presenting a full-blown musical. And we've produced operas in the past, both in concert version as well as staged. But this is a first for us. And in honor of the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth in 1918, we wanted to do probably his most famous and arguably characteristic piece. And so we thought about, we could do symphonic dances from West Side Story. We could do some of his other concert music too. And it was very tempting to try to show a broad range of all that Bernstein was as a composer, as a performer, as a conductor, as a teacher. We kept coming back to the idea that wouldn't it be fun to do a staged version of West Side Story? And with the encouragement of our board and with the partnerships that we've already had with the Heartland Ballet Company here in Dubuque, we thought this is really possible. So we're breaking new ground with this, and our performances are April 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Five Flags Theater in Dubuque, and it will be the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra, and it calls for like a Broadway theater pit-sized orchestra, so it's not the full orchestra. It's about 38 players or so. And in partnership with the Heartland Ballet and with bringing in some native Dubuque and tri-state area talent who have gone on to careers in musicals and opera, we're bringing some of them back and we're using local people, some high school kids. You know, this is a story about high school kids. And we're very lucky to have so many talented people right here in the tri-state area, right here in Dubuque. And we're excited about it. As I said, we've partnered with the Heartland Ballet many times over the years, either with full-blown ballets like we did Giselle just a few years ago, or with movements here and there, pieces from Nutcracker, or they've joined us at other times too in other venues. So we know that we are going to get a wonderful product from them. And the only challenge was that they're primarily mostly young women, and we needed a lot of guys. So we found them, and we're very excited. And the director of the Heartland Ballet, Marina O'Rourke, she's not only choreographing, but she's also directing this production. And it's a great opportunity. It's fun for me. I've always loved Bernstein's music. I've always really loved conducting the symphonic dances from West Side Story. It's one of my all-time favorite pieces to conduct in an orchestra. And now to get to do it with the original, you know, do the whole musical, first of all, and do it with the original orchestration, it's fascinating. And I just can't wait. It's so exciting. Many people feel, as I do, that, you know, this is one of their all-time favorite musicals. It has a special place in people's hearts. Like for me, it's like this and Les Mis and a few others that they tear you up, you know, and they're beautiful and they're fun, but they're also so emotional. That really harkens back to what opera really was supposed to be. And even though these are musicals, they have that depth that opera presents too. So I had no qualms about programming this on our traditional series and having it be the first musical that we do. And we're excited. We're, you know, with the support of our board and a lot of people who have generously given a little extra funds for the costumes and scenery and so forth, we're going to have a wonderful production and a successful production.
Remind folks about what some of the hit tunes are from this musical.
Sure, there's America, you know, there's Tonight, there's Maria, there's I Feel Pretty, Something's Coming, there's the Jet Song, and there's the G Officer Krupke. You know, there's just such a range there. This is, of course, a retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story, and we have this sort of tenderness and excitement of young lovers in love that you get with Something's Coming and Maria and One Hand, One Heart. But then you have this sort of Broadway sass, you know, that you would get in songs like Officer Krupke and America and so forth. The sort of conflict between race, you know, racial conflict is unfortunately a continuous challenge for us in our country and in other countries. And So that's one of the many ways that this musical overall is very timeless. The music itself is timeless, but the themes too are timeless.
And how can folks get tickets and more information?
They can visit the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra website at dubuquesymphony.org. They can go to Ticketmaster, and they can visit the box office at Five Flags Theater and avoid online fees. So, yeah, we hope you'll join us April 13th, 14th, and 15th.
The Dubuque Symphony's music director and conductor, Meister William Introligator, talking about the Dubuque Symphony Orchestra's weekend productions of Bernstein's musical, West Side Story. To hear about more Iowa arts events, please see our website at iowapublicradio.org and click on the Iowa Arts Showcase icon. Also, tune in to Iowa Public Radio Classical Fridays at noon for updates on current Iowa events. Please join Iowa Public Radio in supporting the arts organizations in our community today.